Welcome to the Biohacking Superhuman Performance Podcast. My name is Natalie Nidham. I'm a nutritionist, a human potential and epigenetic coach, and I created this podcast to bring you the latest ways to take control of your health and longevity. We cover it all, from new technology to ancestral health practices, personalized interventions, and a very special interest of mine, peptides. Enjoy the show.
Welcome back, guys. If you've been listening to these solo episodes, you now know that they're sometimes not so solo. They're in the company of my trusty and fabulous producer, Chelsea Morrow. So Chelsea, welcome back to the show. I'm so excited you're here.
I know. Today's topic is very exciting.
Yeah. Chelsea's been bugging me to do this forever. And I'm like, oh, BPC-157, everybody knows about BPC-157. So then to prove me wrong, she puts up this story on Instagram that says, I might be recording a solo episode on BPC-157. Anybody interested? And like the questions just flooded in. So what we decided is that today is going to be your BPC-157 kind of info primer episode. And then we're going to do a part two where we're going to address all the questions, and probably Chelsea behind my back will put up another story asking for more questions, and then there'll be even more questions about BPC-157. But it is a fabulous compound. It is definitely a little bit sad that it's landed on the FDA list of being re-regulated as a class two compound. So that makes it not necessarily okay for people to be using. As a matter of fact, most compounding pharmacies, if not all at this point, don't make it anymore. There's a lot of belief out there that the reason for this is probably because a pharma company is going to pick it up. They're going to, you know, zhuzh it a bit, do some work, and then bring it back out as a drug, which, I mean, to be honest, might not necessarily be the worst thing because, you know, it'll make it more available to people. But on the downside, BPC-157, as you're going to learn from this episode, is so versatile that it's unlikely that it would ever be released as an entity that would be applicable to all the different things that we've seen it do over the last few years. So with that, that's my intro. Fire away, Chelsea. Keep me on track.
We're going to start off just at the basics. So if there's newcomers here who are just getting into the world of peptides, they can get a solid foundation. So let's just talk about what is BPC-157.
Good question. So BPC-157 is a 19 amino acid chain. So that means there's 19 amino acids arranged in a particular configuration. It is a fragment of a protein that is naturally secreted in our gastric juice. So that means in your stomach, in the natural secretions of the stomach, we produce a protein, and there is a piece of that protein that is 19 amino acids long that is called BPC-157. And so way back when, scientists, researchers isolated this fragment and started doing a bunch of research on it, on primarily on animals to start. There are groups in other parts of the world that have done a fair amount of research actually on humans. Some of it is published, some of it, there was one study in particular, or a couple of studies from, I think, a group in Croatia. They did human studies. When they published it, though, the studies got, I think they got turned away or they got taken down, because the way that you're supposed to publish research is you're supposed to publish your animal research first and then your human research, because you're not supposed to do research on humans before animals. Mm-hmm. And they hadn't gone through the proper channels and protocols. And so their research, unfortunately, was denied, which is too bad. But it was good research and it showed great results.
So BPC-157 is probably one of the most well-known peptides. It's gotten so much media, I would say, over the past year, especially. So why is this peptide in particular so trendy?
I'm not sure I would use the word trendy, but definitely to your point, it is kind of starting to bubble up into kind of like the early adopter mainstream, we'll call it, right? And I think the reason why is because it is so versatile and it has so many different applications. But, and the populations the two main applications that get people really excited is, number one, one of the reasons why it's so powerful for the GI tract is it originates in the GI. So BPC-157's big, one of its many claims to fame is that it can heal the GI tract. But when we talk about the GI tract, we're talking from the mouth right back to your butthole, like back to your anus, right? So, and everything in between. So we think of, a lot of people will think of, as soon as it gets into your mouth, it's in your body. But actually, as far as your body's concerned, essentially it's a tube, right? It's a tube that goes from the mouth down the throat, in through the chest, like your esophagus, down to the stomach, your up, your small intestine, your large intestine, and all that, that whole tube is actually, as far as your body is concerned, the outside of your outside body. And the tricky thing about this tube is that it is protected by a single cell wall called the endothelium. And that means that it is fairly vulnerable to damage. Now, the good news is we also have a mucus layer over top that's also supposed to protect it, but that gets damaged as well. The other good news is that your GI tract, that one cell wall renews constantly, like every 30 days you're renewing. So the bad news is it's not very thick, so it's relatively easy to damage. The good news is that once it gets damaged, it can be fixed. And BPC-157 is one of those compounds that has, that its superpower is that it can help repair. And, you know, if you look at the research, again, guys, like there's a lot of it is animal research, but there is definitely anecdotally now, so many people have been using it for so long. We've definitely seen it come forward and really be very powerful for everything from, you know, like wounds in the mouth or dental issues, like not so much the teeth, but the gums. It's been shown in research that it helps to recondition the flap that the that stops stomach contents from going back up. So when people get heartburn or reflux, very often that little flap can be, it loses its tone. And just by giving it to, in animal research, just by giving it to mice in their drinking water, they found that it reestablished that tone. And definitely it's been shown in many people, as long as they make all the lifestyle changes and diet changes that also need to accompany it, that it can be helpful there. It helps to heal the stomach. So it can be very helpful when people have ulcers, for example, or gastritis. It is very effective, again, for the small intestine. There's studies and an increasing body of research looking at it for even things like colitis and like ulcerative colitis and Crohn's and even less severe problems. And then finally, it was either rabbits, I want to say it was either these poor little animals. It was either rabbits or rats, but they created anal fissures, which is a horrible injury. If anybody's suffered from these things, these are horrible. And again, with BPC-157, they were able to heal them much faster. So just on the GI front alone, huge applications. Then the next big superpower of BPC-157 that people get really excited about, and bodybuilders have known about this for a really long time, is it helps to upregulate the repair of musculoskeletal tissues. So this goes for tendons, ligaments, muscles, like anything that can get pulled or torn or ripped, you name it. I've heard from physicians who will inject it and you only, so to be clear, do not try this yourself at home, but physicians under imaging will inject into a joint, like right into an injured joint. They will inject right into a tendon or a ligament. Now, tendons and ligaments are really hard to heal. Anybody who's had an injury there knows this because they get such poor blood supply. One of the ways that BPC-157 works is that it drives angiogenesis, which means it drives the formation of new blood vessels to the area to bring more blood flow. Now, this is a good news, bad news thing, because that property alone really gives a lot of people pause, right? They're like, wait, if it can help create new blood vessels, wouldn't that theoretically facilitate the growth of cancer? Because, of course, one of the features of tumors is that they secrete compounds that help to form more blood vessels to feed them. To date, there is no evidence that says yes. The bad news is there's also no studies that say absolutely not. So if anybody's going to take a leap and decide that they're going to use BPC-157, it would be a really good idea in the case of active cancer or a history of cancer to not use it. and or to be extra cautious. All right. Because we do not have a definitive answer there. There's, you know, I've spoken to a lot of physicians in my podcast, and, you know, nobody has ever come across anything that says, yes, it does. But the problem is that it's one of those, in this case, it's one of those guilty until proven innocent instead of innocent until proven guilty, just because the downside of being wrong could be a real negative to people's health. Having said that, when it comes to healing muscles and tissues and ligaments, like all kinds of injuries, it can be very effective. And we've seen this time and time and time again, anecdotally in the communities. As you guys probably know, I have a very large Facebook community that's been there now for over 4 years. I've got a private membership community, and over again, we just see BPC 157 really deliver when it comes to healing those things. So those are the two main things.
So in terms of healing, would that be like if someone has an ACL injury or a torn meniscus, in those scenarios, BPC 157 can be effective? Or in what scenarios would you be using BPC 157?
Yeah, so that's a really good question. So when it comes to tears, it depends. It very much, if it's a complete tear, most likely no. Right? I mean, most likely, if you have a 100% tear, then it's not, I mean, again, I think we'd have to do studies. There's been, in some of the animal studies, there is evidence, even in spinal cord injury, where they chopped these poor rats' spinal cords, like at the tail kind of thing, and they administered BPC 157 right in there, right away, at very high dose. And the rats that got the injections, they regained function in their tail. But that's a rat study. If it was that simple, there'd be no more quadriplegics and paraplegics in the world. So it's obviously not that simple. So it's hard to say. It depends on the degree of tear. It depends how fast you get to it. And I would say that it depends on your physician, because there you're going to need help. And you're also going to need to bring more tools to bear. Right? So the BPC will be great, but you're also going to need things like essential amino acids. There's other supplements like Stem Regen that I talk about it so much, we're going to have to do a podcast on it one day. But actually, never mind. We have a podcast on it, number 93. And I am recording another podcast on it in the next few weeks with the founder. You know, there's things like PEMF, for example, that can be really helpful, particularly for bone. BPC 157 can be helpful in healing, in supporting the healing of broken bones.
Okay. So it'll just be a great supplement to your...
It'll be a great addition. And then when it comes to cartilage, this is a big, big question. There's a doctor, Edwin Lee. He's in Florida. He did a really interesting, very small scale clinical trial in his office with 8 patients who had severe knee pain. And he injected BPC 157 straight into that joint. And he may have used it with hyaluronic acid. I don't fully remember if it was hyaluronic acid, or some physicians will also use it with PRP, plasma-rich platelets. And in all cases, there was a massive reduction in knee pain. Was there a regrowth of cartilage? I don't know that he ever came to a conclusion on that. And that's the big question. Everybody wants to know, you know, what can regrow cartilage? And That's a big question. And it's very contentious. I don't think it's a clean yes, but it can definitely help with inflammation and with pain.
Basically, BPC 157 is amazing for healing and or helping injuries. And then maybe you want to touch on wound healing.
Yeah, for sure. So it also is incredible for healing wounds. And that can be, if it's used, it can be used topically, or it can be used systemically. And we can talk about the different ways of introducing it systemically, but any open wound, now the tricky thing to applying it systemically to an open wound, of course, is going to be having it be sterile. And in a perfect world, you would get a compounding pharmacy to compound it into some kind of ointment or some kind of topical application, so that you can help the wound to heal. It obviously has to be sterile, otherwise you're risking trapping an infection. Like, I know someone who once used it topically on a wound on a lower leg that it was a for this person, because they're older, it was very hard for them to heal wounds on the low leg. And it was applied topically. Now, the bad news is they hadn't been put on antibiotics by their physician. And what happened was the wound closed really fast, but it sealed in an infection. And so then they ended up with an internal infection, which can be really dangerous. So this is one of those, be cautious and be aware. It's also...
Maybe use your medical practitioner.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good idea. Like, be careful, right? Now, if it's just a cut, like... It can be quite helpful. The other thing about BPC is it's really, really powerful for healing burns.
Wow. Okay. That's good to know.
Mm-hmm. So I think we will see it, you know, now we will see, I think over time, we will see medications and treatments come out with this for burns, for wounds, for open wounds. And again, for the musculoskeletal, as a matter of fact, on the musculoskeletal front, it is really effective at reducing the amount of time you need to recover between workouts.
Interesting.
Right? Because it upregulates healing. One of the ways it does that is it upregulates the expression of growth hormone receptors in your body. Now, it's not upregulating growth hormone. It's just upregulating the catcher's mitt that your body needs to kind of grab onto growth hormone when it's secreted, which will obviously as well be anabolic. It helps with growth. So it's really interesting that way. It also, and are you going to ask about brain or am I just going to bring that up?
Well, first I wanted to go into pain relief before we move on to that, kind of stay on the same topic.
So all right. This is why we have Chelsea. She keeps me on track so we don't go running around in circles.
Well, yeah, let's talk about how BPC-157 helps with pain relief.
So it has analgesic effects and it has anti-inflammatory effects. Is it going to be as effective as an actual pain medication? Probably not. Having said that, people who've used it who have arthritis pain and sometimes chronic pain, soreness in their back, soreness in their knee, very often, even if they're using it for something else, and this is a really fun thing that happens, is people will be using like oral BPC for their gut, and all of a sudden they'll come back and they'll say, you know, my gut feels better, but you know what else? Like, I've always had this back pain or this shoulder pain or this knee pain, and it's gone too. So it's very interesting how it does have that kind of superpower where it can act as pain relief. And mostly it's doing this by relieving inflammation. Hey guys, quick message. If you're like me living in anywhere close to where I'm living, you're going to find yourself maybe feeling a little low energy or sluggish at this time of year. The days are still a bit too short. Nights are a bit too long. We're fighting brain fog and lethargy. And a great way to do that is to make sure that your brain is getting maximum oxygen and nutrients through adequate blood flow. Berkeley Life's nitric oxide formula can help you clear the seasonal cobwebs by ensuring your brain is getting the blood flow and oxygen it needs. In fact, improved energy and focus are the first things that people report when adding this supplement into their daily regimen. I trust Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide for my friends, my family, for myself, for a clear mind and healthier living through any season, but especially through the dog days of winter and the early days of spring. So make sure you have Berkeley Life on hand to keep you clear and engaged this season. Head over to berkeleylife.com and use code NIDDBL at checkout for 10% off your first order and for free shipping.
Kind of going back to gut health and inflammation, we didn't really dive into how BPC-157 can help with, like, can it help with leaky gut or the inflammation you experience from leaky gut?
So it can definitely help with leaky gut. I mean, that's one of its, there is one other peptide that is actually even more targeted to sealing the tight junctions, and it's called lorazepam, and that actually does sit in a library with a drug company. So I'm pretty sure we're going to see that come out as a medication at some point. But BPC will help to a degree with the inflammation and with healing that leaky gut. But there are other peptides for specifically for the inflammation. There's VIP, there's KPV, there's a couple of others. Even GHK copper peptide has some effects on healing the gut.
Okay, interesting. So yeah, now let's talk about BPC 157 and our brain. How is it neuroprotective?
So it is neuroprotective, right? So it's been shown. So it was shown in, again, this is mouse and rat studies, guys. So just so you know, like, just to be clear, but overall, it seems to have a positive effect on the GABAergic, dopaminergic, and serotonergic systems of the brain. It just seems to balance things out for most people. The caveat here is there is a percentage of people where it seems to have the opposite effect. I don't believe that anybody's really identified who those people are and why it has a paradoxical effect on them. Paradoxical mm-hmm. meaning it's going to do the opposite. It's kind of like when you give your kid a gravel for the plane and it keeps them up all night instead of helping them to go to sleep, which is not funny if you're the parent of the child who's bouncing off the ceiling on the overnight flight. I fortunately never had that problem, but I've been on planes where other parents have. So that paradoxical reaction, nobody really knows why it happens. And my guess is there's something about those people, either the medications they are on or they've been on, or they have a particular imbalance in their brain, whatever it is. But for the rest of people, it seems to have this really balancing effect. And then in the animal studies, they showed that it's protective against TBIs. Like it actually protects the animals from sustaining a TBI when they, I guess, I don't know if they smack them on the head. It's really sad again. But sadly, again, it is really good for, again, probably because of the anti-inflammatory effects. But for traumatic brain injuries applied immediately, it can be really helpful. Unfortunately, it's been banned by WADA. So, which is really sad because you would think that for athletes who are at risk of traumatic brain injury, it would be a great preemptive strike. But anyway, it's not an option at the moment.
To sum up what we just talked about, all of the benefits, who should use BPC 157? Who would benefit from it the most? Because yeah, obviously there's all these amazing benefits, but does everyone need to be using it? Probably not.
No, I mean, So that's a tricky question to answer, right? Because who should? There's nobody should. I mean, it's kind of in the gray zone right now in the world, right? Mm-hmm. So it's definitely a compound that has shown a ton of promise. It's mm-hmm. shown a lot of benefit to a lot of people. But if we're following the rules, we're not going to be using it until we get the green light from the FDA. So I would mm-hmm. say, buyer beware. Know that if you decide to step through that door, you're kind of in the world of taking matters into your own hands, which there are plenty of people out there who are willing to do that, which is great. But you just need to have your eyes wide open, right? Mm-hmm. The people who I've seen use it and get really good benefit definitely are people who have had gut issues, people who've had injuries and are trying to heal them. I've seen people with, I had a woman with a non-union joint fracture in her wrist. She used BPC 157 along with two other peptides and was able to avoid having surgery altogether. So mm-hmm. there are definitely anecdotally some very powerful stories out there. I had interviewed another physician a couple of years ago who had used it for a young athlete who had injured her Achilles tendon. And she was a year out from, I think they'd even done surgery, and she was still, you know, it was still bugging. It was still a chronic injury for her. And he went in, he treated that Achilles specifically with BPC 157. And within a couple of months, she'd bounced right back. So it is really powerful in those cases. And so I would say that definitely if you're in a situation where you're not getting resolution, it mm-hmm. might be something to think about. There are mm-hmm. definitely other ways to skin the cat. And the other thing I will say is, I mentioned it a little bit earlier, and I've a little bit of a broken record about this. Whatever the issue is that you're trying to deal with, if you're going to bring BPC 157 to the party, never forget that there's all the other pieces that have to come mm-hmm. into play. If you're healing a leaky gut, You got to remove the foods, or you've got to reduce, and you've got to reduce your stress. You got to be sleeping. Like, you know, there's also things like slippery elm or aloe. There's lots of other things that we can use to support healing of the gut so that, and then you get a BPC one. If you bring in a BPC 157 in that environment, it's going to work a lot faster and a lot more efficiently.
Some forms of BPC 157 have been kind of put on that list by the FDA. There are some that are still okay for us to purchase, correct? So do you want to
talk about
What's in the gray area and then what's okay to be using?
So the injectable form of BPC 157 is definitely on the no list or the watch list or whatever you want to call it from the FDA. The good news about BPC is it is bioavailable in many different ways. So it can be used intranasally. I would say intranasally, it's not the most powerful way to use it. By subcutaneous injection systemically is going to be the most efficient way for it to be used. And it allows the body to really decide where it's going to go, right? The oral administration of BPC 157, ironically, because it comes from the gut, it doesn't get broken down the same way as another peptide might. So it kind of gets a bye. So it can be taken orally. And while the oral form of BPC 157 is definitely the most efficacious for gut issues, I have seen it be helpful with the other issues as well, like musculoskeletal healing. But usually if it's a big injury, like if it's a more severe injury, typically the oral won't be strong enough. Typically. And then, like I said before, it can also be used topically. And there have even been applications of compounding pharmacies that have made eye drops with BPC 157 because it has benefits for the eyes as well. Like you know, there are receptors for BPC 157 all over the body. And so other things that we didn't talk about really, but, you know, didn't get into is it is organoprotective. So that means it protects organs. So some of the other satellite benefits or studies, literature that's out there points to it having protective effects for the pancreas, having protective and reparative effects for the liver. There's applications for kidneys, even in chronic kidney disease. It can help to normalize blood pressure in some cases. So it's very protective to the heart. So it's, you think of it as, you know, the maintenance guy that can fix any, that can help almost anywhere in the body.
Okay. So right now I know that there are some places that we can purchase this orally. So that's kind of the main direction that people are taking right now with using BPC 157. Is that correct?
Yeah, definitely for the most part. Yes. I mean, you know, if you jump into any of my communities, you'll see that there's plenty of people still doing what they do. And there are really some good sources for it still. But for everybody else, and especially for people who aren't really interested in dealing with injections and needles and that kind of stuff, yeah, oral supplements remain a really good option. And we have some really great providers out there. There's some really innovative, and people are constantly innovating, constantly looking for ways to make it more bioavailable. Like most of them are now using what's called the stable form of BPC, which is the BPC acetate form. And so that allows it to break down more slowly. And it also increases its affinity to the BPC 157 receptors. So so I think the oral supplements are becoming better and better. And, and so over time we may see that I don't know if they'll get as good, as effective as the injections, but they're definitely moving on up.
Yeah, I will say I've used the Level Up Health GI Gut Ultimate Gut Repair supplement that they have that contains BPC 157. And it's like a 30-day thing. You take it for 30 days. And I notice I've had gut issues for years, always struggled with bloating, inflammation. And after that, it was like an amazing gut reset. I saw great results with that.
Yeah. Well, that's a very powerful stack. And people are a little surprised because it's, you know, it's not a cheap supplement, But if you were to take all of the different ingredients that are in that stack and buy them separately, it would cost you over $500 for that 30 days. So
yeah, I mean, it would be one thing if it was a supplement you needed to be buying monthly, but it's something that you just could do like once a year or something. And for that, for the effects that I felt, I was like, that was priceless.
100%. Like that Ultimate GI. And you know, what's great about that particular stack is that the formulator took the time to really bring together all like three different peptides, plus all of the other supplements like L-glutamine, tributyrin, zinc carnosine. Like he brought together all of these very powerful nutrients to help heal the gut. And he put them all together in a formula. And it seemed like definitely your example is fantastic. I keep hearing that over and over and over again from people. So for specifically for GI, for gut stuff, that GI repair is that Ultimate GI repair is the ultimate.
So basically what you're saying is that taking it orally can be extremely beneficial for any gut issues. And then taking it orally to gain the benefits that we talked about earlier, it can help, but not as much as if you were to use injectables.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be quite as powerful, but that doesn't mean it doesn't do anything. Plus, there are other suppliers that formulate it with other elements, right? So for example, we have Integrative Peptides that has a BPC-157 all on its own in capsules. They also have it as a sublingual spray. Then we have Healthgevity that has taken BPC-157 and paired it with PEA, which is an anti-inflammatory kind of natural kind of, it hits the endocannabinoid system. It's a very interesting compound. And so that's Healthgevity. And they may even have a BPC-157 on its own. And then we also have, I'm forgetting one, Lev Labs. Lev Labs also makes, now they've gone a different direction. They do BPC-157 with the PEA for the anti-inflammatory benefits. And they've also added AOD-9604. And AOD-9604 is actually a growth hormone secretagogue. So that helps the body to upregulate its production of growth hormone. So remember earlier, I said one of the ways that BPC-157 works is by upregulating the expression of growth hormone receptors. So imagine if you can actually stimulate the body to make a little bit more of its own growth hormone. And now you have more growth hormone around, which will help the body to heal whatever it is you're trying to heal. And so that's from levlabs.co. Anyway, all those links, like we'll have all those links in the show notes, in the caption, and also on the website, natnidham.com, there's a Nat Recommends page, and we've now got a Peptides and Bioregulators page specifically. So all those options are there.
So let's say someone is struggling with, you know, one of the issues that we've discussed in this episode. They think BPC-157 can help them. Is this something that they should be taking, or it's okay to take all the time? Or let's say someone's struggling and needs pain relief or has some joint issues. Is it okay for them to take regularly, or is this a peptide that you should cycle?
You know, my point of view is pretty much, with very few exceptions, pretty much all peptides should be cycled. Like, don't forget that BPC-157 is a repair peptide, right? So what we're trying to do is upregulate the body's repair systems, but we shouldn't, if we're doing that and we're supporting the repair, we shouldn't need to take it all the time. And I would recommend not taking it chronically. Personally, I would say you can do an 8 to 12 week cycle, let's say, and then take a break and see how you feel. One thing about musculoskeletal injuries is if you haven't addressed the biomechanical driver, so let's say you have a joint that's not sitting right, or you have an imbalance in your muscles, or you have tightness in a tendon or a ligament that's pulling things out of place, you want to correct that. The BPC might help to reduce the inflammation, help with the healing of whatever's been damaged. But at the end of the day, you want to get to what's causing that pain so that you resolve that and you resolve the inflammation, help a bit with the healing, and then you shouldn't need it until the next time, kind of thing. Same with the gut healing, right? Like, you use your BPC for 1 month. And at the same time, I'm sure you were much more mindful about what was going into your mouth and, you know, all of the different things, trying to identify what foods might be and behaviors might be driving this gut healing or this gut damage. You heal the damage, you take away the source of the damage, and you're off to the races. One thing BPC-157 will not do, and this is a common question, I'm going to just give this one question. It doesn't fix your microbiome, right? Mm-hmm. It's not a probiotic. It's not a prebiotic. Now, by creating a healthier environment, it might support the microbiome, but it is not a probiotic. So the microbiome piece, you have to deal with separately with other things.
Okay. I think that was a great introduction to BPC-157. Is there anything else that we should know about this powerful peptide?
Well, there's lots, but we're gonna close it up here. We made a pact that we were gonna keep this short. We have a whole list of questions we're gonna answer next time. If you guys are watching this or listening to this and you have questions, definitely shoot them off to me. You can do it through Instagram, or if you happen to be in my Mighty Networks community, in my BSP community on Mighty Networks, then you know that you can find me there. If you want information about that, natnidham.com. There's a tab at the top, said BSP community. You can find your way that way. And remember that if you join as an annual member, you actually get access to my peptide crash course. That's the only way to get it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's one good reason to join as an annual member. Anyway, I won't go into stories now. And then the Facebook community, I'm in there a little bit, not as much as I used to be, but it's crazy in there. There's a lot of people, there's a lot of information, and it's kind of like going to one of those bazaars. If you're into going into chaos and sifting through racks and racks and racks and racks and racks of stuff for the treasures, that's a perfect place for you.
And then if you want more direct information, go to the BSP community.
Yeah. It's a bit more like your Nordstrom's experience or something. I don't know.
That's great. I love that.
It's not Nordstrom's rack. And I do not know why I came up with Nordstrom. Could have been Saks or Saks Off Fifth, whatever. Okay. All right. Well, Chelsea, thank you for keeping me on track. Maybe you guys noticed her herding me back onto the track a couple of times there. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you guys for being here. And we will see you next time. And we'll be taking questions and answering questions. So make sure you watching Instagram, because Chelsea will no doubt post a story asking for questions. That'll be your opportunity, or find me in all these other places. Thanks so much.
Before we wrap up today's episode, I'd love to invite you to sign up for my newsletter. Each week, I share my biggest key takeaways from that week's podcast episode, giving you insight into how to take action on what you learned in the interview. Plus, I share the biohacks I'm loving that week and why, as well as facts and tips about peptides for longevity. To join the newsletter, head over to natalienidham.com/newsletter to get access now, or find the link in the show notes. Thank you so much for your continued support and for tuning into today's episode. I wish you all the best this week in biohacking your superhuman performance.
Thanks so much for joining me on this episode of the Biohacking Superhuman Performance Podcast. If you enjoyed the show, please remember to leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, because that's what helps us to be heard and to be seen. If you'd like to connect with me directly, or if you'd like to leave any comments, or if you have any questions about this episode, please reach out to me directly through my website, natnidham.com. And of course, if you're not already a member of the Biohacking Superhuman Performance community on Facebook, that's where you'll find me every day. It's a short application. Just answer a couple of questions and you're in and interfacing with other amazing biohackers. Thanks again, and we'll look forward to seeing you on the next episode.